I wouldn't say I can tell. I mean, Jason is the epitome of a professional athlete. He's going to go to work, and he's going to work hard, and he gets better every time because that's the approach he takes to the game. So I wouldn't even say that I noticed that he's trying to, like, you know, outdo his brother or something. No, he's going to go out there and be Jason McCourty, and that's going to be a playmaker for our team, and I'm looking forward to seeing that matchup because it's going to be funny seeing the two McCourtys because if you look at them, they're so similar on the field. So it's going to be funny, but, no, I just say that he's the ultimate professional. He's taking it just like any other week.
But you're pulling for him to have the better day of the brothers.
Oh, 100%. I won't tell Devin that, but of course. I want Jason to have two picks, maybe one to the house. You know, might as well just get player of the week honors while he's at it so he can have a little something that he can brag to his brother.
You know. These guys, with all the weapons they have, they're gonna make plays. The key is, you know, not turning a 12-yard play into a 60-yard play. You got to get them on the ground. You know, is that gonna be an emphasis this week? Just tackling and, you know, getting these guys on the ground and limiting the amount of big plays they make.
Oh, definitely. That's why we have to try to provide as tight as coverage as we can, because like Bab said, they're a talented offense. They're gonna find ways to make plays and get the balls in you know, those key guys' hands. But it's gonna be our job to make tackles. You see constantly on film that Walker might catch this 3-yard route, but then he's finding a way to make it into a 15-yard gain. Or you see Hernandez catching something on the run, and he's making people miss, and then he gets 20-some yards. So that's going to be something key, but it's also going to be trusting your teammates, because some people, I think, are missing because they're thinking that they're all by themselves. Well, if they trust in the person next to them, then they can gang tackle and then make that play.
How about just the general excitement of week one? I mean, what's that like for the players?
Oh, I think it's ultimate excitement. I know preseason, I mean, it's good because getting you a tune-up, but, you know, this is where you make your money. This is figuratively, not really making your money, but, I mean, this is where it all counts. This is where it's going to lead up to a Super Bowl and get you prepared for that. So I think everybody's excited about that. And then what a way to start week one with the defending AFC champion. So, I mean, I'm enthused and I'm ecstatic. And I've been waiting for this day since, they came out with the schedule. So I think everybody's feeling the same way.
You talk about the need to get guys on the ground. How different is it tackling a tight end versus tackling a wide receiver? Assuming Kukowski or Hernandez are in the slot from time to time.
Oh, it's a big difference because they're big guys. So sometimes just hitting their legs might not even be effective. If you have to make sure you wrap up and fully get them on the ground. Then Hernandez, on top of him being big, he's actually shifty. So, I mean, you can't just think that you just go into somebody that's not athletic and just cut them or just hit them. He's going to try to throw a move on you. So it's going to be critical that we do it, and it's going to be a challenge, but I think we're up for it.
You